This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
All day, man.
Yeah.
Man, it's your boy Jermaine Richards in the building, man. Random Order Show, amen. Episode 148. We not there, man. We got B-Baby Train in the building. We'll talk to him.
Yo, man, when you see me, just call me a baby capiche.
All day, man. We got my brother B, Shayla Sebastian in the building. Talk to him.
Yes, fool. Sir. Look at everybody. Welcome back.
Another red hot episode on our hands, y'all.
They episode is on fire.
Very wholesome, man. We covered all the hard hitting topics, man.
Punching the door, yakking in whales,
the red bird,
Sheldon and Silk,
sleeping with your neck open.
And what the hell has Russell Simmons done now?
Very wholesome episode here, man. Y'all know what y'all need to do, man. Jump up over there, man, in the comments and shit, and show some love. Just smash that keyboard, smash that thumbs up, man. Smash that bell, man. Come on over there and smash through the doors of Apple and Spotify, man, and smash that five-star sun rate, man.
Smash everything.
Whoa, bruh.
Yeah.
Put a bean on.
You don't have those rights right now, man.
Why not?
At last performance.
Your daddy said go to school. Said fuck that. Go to school. No.
Yo, someone said Sheldon was Don Cheadle.
Damn. I thought we cut it off.
Episode is on fire.
Yeah. Straight like that.
Back at it, man.
Yeah. Back at it. Just like Gunna, man.
Yeah.
Real talk, man.
I got that ice in my cup.
Man, we got that Christian ice on us, man. That's that ice, man. The bird got the ice.
You know when, I don't know which one it is, but one of the just religious preachers or whatever, they wear like this big like chain thingy kind of like on the front. I'm going to see if I can Google what it is, but I, so when you say Christian ice, like I just...
That's some Christian ice, man.
You know what I'm saying? That's some Christian ice got there.
Any cross is technically Christian ice.
Christian ice,
that's
man.
A fact,
yeah. Damn, y'all, yeah. You got,
y'all got
Christian.
Some
I got the Chick-fil-A
nice.
Drink on it, man. Little Christian ice, man.
Christian ice.
It's something about a cross, man. I mean, obviously, like, the religious aspect of it. But yeah. My aunt gave me some, like, they're two cross necklaces, right? But they just silver, right? Mm. I don't really wear silver, nor do I really wear crosses like that, right? So like I'm gonna accept the gift though. I'm not a piece of shit, so I, you know, I'm excited about the gift. I take it, but I never wore them. But I can't throw them out either.
Oh no, of course not. You can't throw your cross,
yeah,
bro.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you're just stuck with all the cross gifts you ever got.
Bro, Bibles too. I have old Bible ripped up. Like I was literally a baby when I had it.
Yeah.
I'm like, all right, go to, like, you can't put this in the garbage.
Yeah,
recycle it.
You can take another layer of, like, how deep it is that you can't, because, like, it's really just a book.
Yeah.
You know, but it's just, like, it's the type of book it
is. Yeah, it's just someone just published it, like, the Penguin Publishers or whatever.
Mm-hmm. But I feel like okay, it's like a good luck charm when you have something and you give it that meaning of, like, this is my good luck charm. You look at a Bible and you're like, this is going to bless me. It's going,
all right,
pray
for
it or whatever. So you throwing it out. It's like, the fuck?
You want your blessings, bro? Mm,
yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Bro. I just feel like, just something happens to you, right? When you do
it.
Like,
I think it's
something. You lose something. The Lord not just going, you know,
he's going to see that.
Trust me.
He's going to throw an acorn at you or something.
I forget what I did with my Bibles. I think you just like, it just, you have to
just let it deteriorate.
Yeah,
just keep carrying
it
around until it just turns into a dust particle.
You can't recycle it. Yeah,
no, you can, bro.
I can recycle my bird order though for sure.
Yeah.
Go up there and get the same thing.
Yeah,
I'm Lucas.
It was crazy.
The way Lucas is at McDonald's, man. I'm over there at Chick-fil-A.
Oh yeah,
and that's so much.
Not that much though. The thing is, you can't order that many items with Chick-fil-A. You will seriously get full
because it's chicken.
I will say, like, I plan to move out of Brampton in the next 12 months and like there's no Chick-fil-A there, right? So I haven't had it really since I moved back to Brampton. Like unless I come here and have it, right? Because I can't really fathom. I mean, I know y'all flew for Chick-fil-A, but I can't fathom even like driving downtown like just for Chick-fil-A.
That's the thing. I'd fly out, but I wouldn't drive downtown.
Okay, all right. That makes me feel a little less crazy though. But they about to put one in Square One, so maybe.
I wouldn't drive for it, but yeah.
Why? That's so crazy. Yeah.
I'll drive to the airport for it.
Yeah, it was a different climate there.
You're going to Miami too, though, you know what I mean?
Right.
And we just knew how people were going to react to that, you know?
Yeah,
so
for sure.
It was.
But still, you did it, though. It ain't, you can't take nothing from it.
Oh, I ain't. Still,
yeah, we really did. Trust me, yeah.
Where did Chick-fil-A, like, start at? Like, where was the first place? Where was it born in?
Atlanta.
Really?
Atlanta.
Wow.
Believe Atlanta.
Wow.
Really? Yeah.
Oh, Chick-fil-A. It makes sense.
Chick-fil-A. Hey.
Yo, Chick-fil-A. Hey.
And then, you know they got the super Chick-fil-A up there, man. Yeah, man. They got the Chick-fil-A they got the pollen. What they land on there over there, Chick-fil-A, you know.
Oh, they got.
They got the Polynesian joint. Apparently, it's like a special Chick-fil-A.
A Polynesian, like
Polynesian themed, like,
oh,
like
Hawaiian type. Yeah, that's fire.
Matter of fact, let me jump up on the Googles.
They got that. So
it was founded in Atlanta, though. You're right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
1967 in Greenbrier Mall.
You never want to kick cords when you got a bunch of technology going. Oh, you know what I'm saying? I got scared. Yeah. All that current.
How you guys feel about cable management?
I practice. Like I try to. I aspire to. Not right now. Like, you know what I mean? You got your off seasons.
Yeah. I also look. Let me from this side of things though. Like cable management is cool, but it's like. When a nigga gotta make changes, plug something out, am I doing then? Yeah. Now I look like an idiot.
It's bad, man. It's bad. Yeah. It's bad. It's shit like it. Yeah. They wanted to make their cables disappear. Like, well, sometimes you need the cable.
Yeah, yeah. Shit plugged in. Like,
especially when you got your setup and then like you want to. I have my monitor set up on the opposite side. The one that I just said, all right, let me just move my computer a little bit aside. Pick it up.
Yeah.
Of course. This guy go back quick. And then now I had to move my whole setup. So it's like
Yeah, no slack, man. Cause you gotta leave the slack there for yourself, man. For you to do shit like that. Computer slides and shit.
Maybe it speaks to just like
excuse me?
What?
What did you say?
I said maybe it speaks.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I didn't hear that. Maybe it speaks to just commitment issues, man. Maybe motherfucker that could get rid of his cables for life.
Yeah.
He's a loyal person.
Nah, he's just okay with being in one spot and not being flexible and shit,
man. I like that.
What are we talking about here?
Because look, if you do cable management, you're pretty much locked in. Your setup's locked in unless you fucking gotta go under there and, you know what I mean, be changing shit on the willy-nilly.
Yes.
So a nigga like myself does a little bit of both. But like, you know what I mean, it is like a open source setup right now, just so I could, you know what I mean, I need that computer to flip around. All right, cool, I got a slap.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? This shit is very dynamic.
Options.
If it don't bother you, then it's probably not a problem.
It does piss me off though. Wake up to this shit.
Yeah. I saw this on TikTok. This guy, he's kickstarting this. It's a desk that he builds the computer into the desk. So like it just like literally there's like a, it's like the desk here, and then there's just like a little compartment that he just puts on there, and then like everything's in there. GPU, CPU, everything's in there.
Damn.
And then you just press a button on the side of the desk to turn it on.
And then it's like a touch screen?
Nah, you gotta have like a monitor and shit on the desk.
Nice.
Shit.
Is it gonna get hot? I'm pretty sure it's gonna solve all that.
I know it have fans and shit in it, you know.
Nice.
Yeah, congrats. But like, let's lock you in though.
Yeah, that's what's up, man.
Good for him.
Yeah.
That's a good call.
For him.
It's always nerve wracking though when you gotta, you know what I mean, make a quick plug switch and shit, but then you got the whole setup and you're just.
I seen you doing that yesterday. We was trying to plug up the cord. You just gotta follow the cord.
Yeah, this one's good.
And you get back to like where you're about to plug, you say, no.
Bro, that's like when I'm trying to make a right
onto like, you know what I mean? I got my lane, but sometimes it's like they merge you right into the oncoming traffic, their lane. But sometimes they give you your little lane. But sometimes they don't really line up. So I'm like,
you got double check.
Try to trace it back. If I turn, am I in the street or am I fucking in my lane?
Yeah.
Behind. Don't be behind someone when you know they got their own lane. You be pissed. Big turn, nigga.
Yeah.
Like, say you're behind somebody and they don't realize that they have their own right turn your lane. They're just waiting like for it to clear. Like, come on, man.
Real deal.
I get it. Some people make wide turns, man, because still it's a sharp turn, you know?
Yeah.
Where the front will get clipped.
Right.
You never want your front clipped.
You never want your front clipped. You just gonna, they're not showing me the Chick-fil-A Polynesian sauce direct fast?
Restaurant? Oh, no, restaurant.
Mega restaurant.
Oh, so it got like the theme and shit, right?
Oh.
Yeah, it's like tricked out and shit.
Oh.
Oh, you know, I think I've seen this actually.
Oh, it has a different name? Chues Lao? What, nigga?
That ain't Chick.
Hold on. Yeah, I think this is them.
And you know what's crazy? Truett is, excuse me. Truett is the first person that founded and opened the first Chick-fil-A restaurant.
Okay, Truett's Lao. That makes sense. Yeah, Hawaiian themed.
Oh my God, where is it?
Oh, nice. Tacos.
What?
Hold on, let me bang out a YouTube video real quick. Man.
Are those bites sauced?
Let's check it out, nigga.
Aloha, everybody, and welcome. Today we are here in Fayetteville, Georgia.
I trust this guy, first off. You know this is his quest, so he put his family up to this.
All right, guys, yeah, I'm going to get the glasses to match me.
Yeah.
That kid is going to be exactly like his dad. This one right here, the little kid.
The other one's going on to his own path.
A very unique and one-of-a-kind restaurant here in the United States. Boys, where are we taking everybody to today?
So it's Luau.
Get
you out.
Yep.
Yeah.
Adorable.
Nice.
Nice transition.
So you got some nachos. You got some.
I still need my spicy chicken thing. You know?
Yeah. Fuck.
I still need my spicy chicken thing on the side.
Oh, yeah.
Let's move to the classic.
We gonna do what we do everywhere else, chick.
Rich dig.
Listen, man, we gonna stay true. True it.
Oh, hey. You mean.
Connection.
Yeah. I mean,
all right, let me just jump in. Oh,
yeah, jump up.
If I'm in the area, you know what I'm saying? I'm pass by, but nothing about this is making me saying, damn, I'm missing out.
I feel that, yeah. This might be for little kids.
Yeah, this is like a different restaurant altogether.
We might change our mind when we see
All
the food,
right,
though.
And here we have our table's appetizer, the pork nachos.
I ain't.
Yeah.
Nah.
Yeah.
It ain't doing it for me, true. It ain't doing it for me.
Yeah, it's all good.
Go ahead,
man.
Get them out of there, man.
Oh, yeah. Love.
Yeah.
It's
still,
cool,
still love for the bird,
it's
man.
Conversation piece.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Man, you did the hog at the bird, man.
I'm surprised they even got that.
Yeah, for real.
Yeah, man. Yeah. I was about to say, man, I was over there at the chick, man. I was putting in the order. I mean, anywhere I go, honestly, you know, I'm always asking for some crazy shit. Sometimes the people that work there don't even know about it until they see me.
Just look, face, nigga, the button there.
The real T Raw.
At B. Yeah. So I go to Chick-fil-A, man, I'm punching this order. It was a long one to begin with, man, and the girl, I don't think she was ready for it, man, and it started coming with special requests of well done, extra pickles, and then I got to mine, and I said, yeah, let me get it the same way the first one was, because I got you the well done, extra pick, and I said, but on this one, we're going to add bacon.
Trust me, y'all got bacon.
Bro, I saw the car was quiet for a minute.
Yeah, it was.
She said, touched in there, so I said, all right, but I was a little bit embarrassed. I'm not gonna lie, man. The order was lengthy.
And she read it back. Oh, you what? You gotta...
She read it back. She's like, so one spicy chicken sandwich, well done, extra pickles. One spicy chicken sandwich combo, extra pickles, add bacon, well done. One
add
spicy
one piece
chicken.
Of bacon, the 2 pieces of bacon, and the 3 pieces of bacon,
and the 3 strips on the side by themselves, well done.
And then that comes with
chicken,
ranch sauce, Polynesian sauce, Chick-fil-A sauce, hot sauce, honey, zing sauce.
Bro, I literally told her, I said, hey, look, I want you to stop judging me. She said, what gave it away? I just need my food, man. That's my fix, and I'm good now. Look,
nah, I just—you don't need to read that whole all that back to me, man. It's just, but yeah, I've heard enough. You got most, that's
sometimes they just get out of here, man.
Cause you get your bag back and it's wrong, and now you're upset.
But you know when you're gonna get a wrong bag. Like she gave me confidence. I was gonna get my bag.
Right. Yeah.
There's certain orders where I'm like, you gonna have to tell me that.
Yeah,
back,
because she didn't stutter, right? She wasn't. She didn't like miss nothing or like, oh, could you just repeat that or nothing? She was just.
Yo, they're pretty sharp at Chick-fil-A,
yeah,
man.
She was on point.
This one, it was different, though. She was so on point, I had to throw some jokes in there because I was, like, getting embarrassed at how much I was ordering. So I said, let me get the... So I had to punch 2 combos. First, I was only 2 niggas in the car. So there's already 2 burgers
yeah,
in.
I'm always so like, I'm picking up for people. Where are other people?
So I said, I got to the... Me, I do the burger thing, and then I do the 3 on the side, the 3 count. So when I said, let me get that as well, I said, let me get extra pickles with that. She did not stir. She just started looking. She said, I said, no, I'm joking. She said, oh, I thought you wanted it on the side.
You know, strips and pickles.
I'll do
no,
that.
No, we can do that here for you, sir.
It'll be my pleasure. What the fuck? Oh, my God. But no, a great experience.
Yeah.
That's good, man.
Great experience.
You got to give it up for a good location, man.
Yeah.
In any restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
It's just those, you know, those particular locations. Like, yo, they got, they got dignity over here, man. They got something special going on.
Yeah.
There's a documentary in the making. But you know that, you know that particular Wendy's. And sometimes it's by the country, man, because it's Canadian Wendy's. Mm-hmm. Downtown Canadian Tire. Mm-hmm. Lakeshore.
Yeah.
You know it.
That one.
Mm-hmm.
And Boulevard and McLaughlin.
They
nigga.
Care in that one.
Drop a pin.
And the one by the airport, nigga.
Yeah.
Drop
those 3 motherfuckers.
They keep Wendy's.
They should merge into one Wendy's. They're going to just be the fucking W.
Hot Luau.
Nigga, I would go to that fusion restaurant. Yeah. Just all the best Wendy's.
My God. Word. It's like.
They need the Wendy's awards. It's all the Wendy's franchisees and the top, like, you know, off from the top Wendy's, top rated in the country.
Bro, I said this once and I'll say it again, man. If I were to ever buy a franchise, I just quit. Trey quit videos. He quit Random War. We can't find him. You're going to fucking see me like Gustavo Fring inside of a Wendy's. What else do you mean? Like, bro, but it's going to be a good meal, bro.
Right. Real deal.
If that burger's sitting for 4 minutes,
get it out of here.
Chuck it. But every burger that you let sit, we throw it at our employees.
Right.
So you know, you're going to see the burger grease on and say, I can't keep letting these burgers sit till they sit with me, man.
That's funny.
Yeah.
That's funny.
It's so easy to take care. I don't want to say it's easy, but it's easier to let like a snowball effect happen at a Wendy's. Like,
what do you mean?
Or any fast food restaurant. Like once, where was I, man?
You talking about shitty locations?
Shitty locations. We're driving back from Montreal and we stopped at.
Are you good, brother?
And we stopped at an A&W. And I'm just like, yo, I don't think he was eating. I think I was more so hungry. I don't know.
Yeah, I got it on film.
did?
Yeah. Just got a burger and shit. Kind of like today, nigga.
Yeah, for us. That's a random moment to bring up. But I go in there and I'm just like, all right, I'm going to be quick. So now when I'm the only one I know he doesn't care, but when I'm the only one getting food, I'm now not an inconvenience, but I'm an inconvenience because I'm holding the shit up. Obviously, you don't care, but like, we got a road trip ahead of us. Okay. I'm in there waiting for my fucking my teen burger. That's what I got. So I'm waiting there, but I can just see the situation and how they're taking orders and they're not catching up. So I'm seeing like everyone wait. I'm seeing all the orders pile up. I'm like, bro, you guys are letting this happen. Like,
it's not efficient.
There's no system.
There's no system here. And the one guy here, like, I'm looking at my order. If I can tell you that's my order before you look in the bag and you're still packing in, I promise you, nigga said. I said, bro, no labels under there, bro. Like, I was so confused.
He was talking in the vlog. Like, I was, bro, at this point, this lady's like asking for orange juice. He looked at her for like 10 seconds and said, orange?
Yeah. Dog, I didn't even want to go there, man. But so you understand? It was just like, it literally felt like on a prank show. I'm like, dog. He looked at her.
Are you looking around like, nah, what the fuck camera, man?
Dog, the man dropped her cup. Like, her cup is sitting here.
Yeah.
And he said, order. Like, gives her order, whatever. She says, my orange juice.
Orange?
What the fuck? Like, he read her order, man. He knows she had the drinks. Like, he just said combo.
What is that?
Bro, the nigga was like, I don't know, man. He was just on some other shit.
He was just questioning the color of the juice.
Like, I don't know. He's just saying, like, orange. You gotta, like, we have orange juice here? I had to tell him when he got my fucking shit. Like, I'm like, yo, put that in the bag. Like, I gotta go. Come on, like, you know? Everyone's here is waiting. Damn. But you understand that when you get into, sometimes that'll make me not, you know, obviously punch or because I'm like, this is about to be fucking too slow
for me. Oh, yeah, they can't handle this.
They can't handle
this. And honestly, I want you guys handling my, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Nah, man. Yeah. I would have dealt with it proper. If in another lifetime, man, even like a waitress, man, or server, I'd love to be like a dedicated server.
Yeah, that's real rap. Because, yo, there's an art to ordering. So you need a great collaborator on the other end. Mm. He's going to, you know, paint the picture for you.
Mm. Yeah. You know I appreciate food so much. I'm going to hear you. Like, whatever you need. Barbecue sauce on the side?
Yeah.
What the fuck? Of course. Yeah. I'm going to make sure. Yo, those guys are done eating their burger now. We're going to get it out of there, bro.
Right.
There's certain, even when I eat, I stack my plates up for the server to take away. And it's just like, some people say thank you, some people don't. But it's just like, there's a flow. You gotta get a flow, a rhythm of, you know. Sure. I don't know. I just feel like
I feel that
there's certain things I think I'd be really good at. Yeah. I think serving and clearing tables would be one of them.
I agree with
taking
that.
Order. My tips would be out the roof.
Yeah,
I don't agree with tips, but I get some tips. I make you niggas
I'll
laugh.
Take it.
Whatever.
I say it's gonna ask you if you want to drip. You fuck all that, bro.
And then they go, no.
Oh, yeah. I'm like, whatever, then, man.
You burned it. Yeah, nah, facts. I feel that.
Man. It was bad. And we were eating in Lisbon, and there's this one girl. She was swamped, but, like, she was overdoing it by, like, just mentally taking herself out the game. I'm like, bro, there's not that many people here for you to be, like, moving this way. And she just kind of let it. The same thing with the A&W cat. She just let it get away from her. And we're sitting there for way too long. Empty cups, no water. Bare minimum, have some water there, man.
Yeah, for sure.
I remember being at a Jack in the Box. You remember that? Who's in Malik G? And the twins, bro. It just took a comically long time for me to get my burger. But they smoked their entire meal.
Yeah.
And then every minute that went by, they're just laughing harder and harder. Just cause it was, and I felt them like, yo, how fucking long? You're making burgers there, nigga. Can I get one? Problem solved. Bro, literally like 45 minutes. And they're like, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry about that. I'm just, like, still apologizing. As I'm like, what the fuck?
Like, what is the issue? What's
I don't know.
Damn.
They might have gave me the shenanigans burger. Like, we're going to have a special one for you.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Y'all saw a video on Twitter of a guy punching a door because he didn't get a tip after delivering some Popeyes?
Nah. You I saw can't the one with the that. Pizza. Yeah, you I saw the pizza her? One. Yeah, there's Which a one? Pizza one where, yeah, it's like a ring cam.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I just want to say, it's a nice house for a $5 tip.
You're welcome.
Fuck you.
Damn, that's crazy, bro.
You don't do that, man.
You don't shouldn't get a door punched. You don't
do that. I got to see the door. Can we find it?
I don't even know what to say. It was a Twitter video. It was like hard to impossible find. To find again.
Oh, my God.
Fucking
hi, it's saying zero for the tip. Was there a cash tip?
Fucking loser.
Fucking loser.
Fucking loser.
Fucking hand is a hurting, bro.
This is the fourth time today. Fuck, everyone's losers. So many losers.
Sheldon's here. And last time Sheldon was in Orlando, we were working out. And, you know, some will say it went your way. Some will say it didn't. You know, there's mixed reviews about your gym experience. But one thing that we can all say is that everyone felt Sheldon in the comments. The pain. The work that he had to go through.
I appreciate it, y'all, man.
They're there with you.
All day.
Always.
And one guy in particular, again, who I went to Wales with, Thomas, man. Shout out to T-Man if you're watching.
Nice.
He said he told us he was watching the podcast and whatnot, likes the stories and all that. But he just this one moment that came to me. So it was morning time. I slept in. Thomas is going to the gym, and he fucked up because he posted a picture of him in the gym. Mm. Julian hits the group chat. There's a gym here? I said, I'm on. I was sleeping in. I was tired, bro. I said, Thomas fucked up. He
opened the door.
He opened the door. Because he was there a day early. Mm. So we got in, and this is my day now to sleep in.
Like, Thomas, I didn't figure it out yet. Mm-hmm.
He went to the gym and shredded. So he said, yeah, man, I was throwing some weights around. I say, fucked up even more, man. Fucked up even more.
Don't say it. Don't tempt
him. Don't tell this nigga, man. So I hit him back. I said, I'm in for the night. Mm. I'm out, man. Like, you know?
Out the way.
I'm out the way. That's you guys.
So you in? I'm in my room.
In my bed, dog. So they go in the morning. And later on, I see Thomas.
In a wheelchair.
Yeah.
Oh, that nigga's just walking hella slow.
He's like, he's an old man, nigga.
That ain't T.
This is close, but that's not how it works.
So, they're walking up to me, and I'm just like, we're all linking up. They already showered. Gym already passed. Hours have passed. I slept down. I made myself breakfast. It was good. We'll get there. I did some crazy things, man. The first thing Tom says, he said, man, that podcast is a true one, huh?
Hey, y'all real?
Y'all real on that podcast?
I needed Sebastian this story, bro. I needed this fucking story, gang.
I'm like,
cause you fucking think it's jokes.
Yeah. It's not jokes.
It's
the camera's just on. Nigga,
that was it. Bro. So he said, man, y'all get real on them.
That's Sebastian. Don't lie, huh?
I love that. Just laughing and shit. And he's just like, he starts going through like how Julian put him through his workout. And he's like, yo, there wasn't much in the room to work out in, but like, yo, we got some work in. Mm-hmm. And he was just like soaring and whatever. And then the next day, like we went to go work out. So now I'm in there. Mm-hmm. So
he probably looking at you like, yeah.
Yeah. Julian turns up another level. Mm-hmm. So first it was just Thomas and Julian. Mm-hmm. Second day it's me, Thomas, Julian, and our dog Agus from Argentina. If you're watching, shout out. So we go in there and I recorded this whole workout session.
Nice.
It was raining. It was nice. We opened the door. It was fucking hot in here, raining out there. It was beautiful. We brought a Red Bull speaker playing music. Nice. We had that bitch turned. I fucking yacked everywhere.
Wow.
I yacked in wheels.
Not that little fucking thing.
Yeah.
But not at LA Fitness.
No. That's what I'm saying. He just turned it up, man. I don't know what it was, but he was just like, he was juiced up from the first day, and Thomas got a good workout. He said it was good work, but it was crazy. Mm-hmm. And then I was in there, so we were doing like 100, 200 push-ups in a circle, and if I stopped, like, we'll each do 10 circles.
Podcast don't lie, man.
Hate
that.
This is
you in a thumbnail, nigga.
Yeah, that's a thumbnail.
Working out, nigga.
Bro.
200? So, and if you don't stop, what happens?
So there's four of us. So we're in
Can you turn the fan? So like slide the thing to one?
Okay.
It's the weakest right now.
We're in four, like a diamond shape. It's basically we are each doing 10 until we get to 200.
But he gave us a, he said, we're going to hit 10, but if you can give you more, give me more. But mind you, we're going to 200.
Yeah. You won't burn out.
So you won't burn out. Mm-hmm. So we did this three times.
To 200?
Three times. Hear me. So it wasn't much to work with.
600 collective push-ups.
There was a lot of push-ups being done, yeah.
If I was in there with Thomas, I would have. We would have banded together and fought against
fucking start a union. Yeah. Like,
no, I'm not doing that. No, I'm not doing that. And he feels holding fucking that. No. I'm telling you.
But it was just, I don't know, it just for the moment, it was fun, so it was working. So I'm giving 10, giving 10. Then the next set, we'd do something else, and we went back to the push-ups. Then he started throwing some new shit in there. He's like, all right, when you do your 10, you hold it. But and I can't, like, relax until Thomas has done his 10. When Thomas has done his 10, okay. Thomas holds, Julian can't sit. Mm-hmm. Until Julian's, and whatever. We got pushed, and then I just remember yakking, man. And it was just on the floor. No, I was done, but you're going to see in the vlog now, that's what I was getting at. So at the end of it, Julian goes with the camcorder because we just had it around. So we go up to Thomas, like, how's the workout? They said whatever, but I had to sit down because I just felt, I'm like, yeah, I'm uneasy.
You need it.
So Julian asked Thomas, he asked the fucking Agus, and then he comes over to me in my little corner. I'm in a corner, sitting by some water, just fucking dead. He says, how's the workout? I said, where's the bathroom? Because he went there first. I'm like, yo. Now, where is it now? I have to yak. I think I just heard a camera. go to the right, downstairs.
We're yakking her in.
That might be kind of freeing.
It would have been steamy, though, man.
Oh.
Yeah, and I didn't want to see it.
Yeah, I feel that.
Yeah, no, I just went to the bathroom, did it, and then I felt great, man.
I'm telling you, man.
You feel great. You can
really
after.
Get back to it.
Yeah, yeah, no, we pushed it, but yeah, it got crazy over there, man.
Something about hotel gyms, like, sometimes I can't breathe. If it's not done right, like, some of them, they do it well. Mm-hmm. It's very fresh. You know what I mean? But you're just in a, like, a makeshift gym, and it's just like, y'all don't got the gym, you know what I mean, the airflow down.
This place didn't have that, so it's more like moldy carpet and
that's
like
what I'm fucking
throw
up. Yeah,
but we had the double doors, so when we opened that up and it was raining, it was a cool system going on. But I also think I just yak because when we get to Wales, right, it's an empty town, nothing. It's really all farm.
Yeah.
So Lindsay, who was taking care of us, I made a comment. I was just like, because she said, "Are you hungry?" And usually, yes. There's one rare time I wasn't hungry. So let's get what we got to get out the way. I'm not that hungry right now. So she asked again, and I said, all right, yeah, now I am. So she's like, okay, cool. There's not much to eat, but we can go to a grocery store. Fine with me. We had a kitchen in our rooms. I'm always going to use that to my advantage. Kitchen in my room? Yeah. Pots, pans, everything. I had everything I needed. Yeah, it was nice. It was like a little, like, one-bedroom apartment almost. So we get to this grocery store. She picks up a basket. She says, all right, like, get whatever you want. She passes me the basket. Everyone's looking at my basket, and I'm looking at this grocery store, and I'm seeing grapes. I'm seeing pork cuts. I'm seeing grocery store.
Nice.
So we start walking the aisles. I'm gripping the basket, like, my basket.
Is one of the ones you hold?
Mm-hmm. Holding it like that, and I see some pork back rashers. Everyone else is quiet. I'm with the same three, Julian, Agus, and Thomas. See some pork back rashers. I open the door, grab the fucking bacon, I put it in my basket. I seen everyone, and I felt everyone look at me to say, like,
nice.
Is that what we're doing here?
Yeah, is that the move?
Julian, I seen the back of his head. He went to go grab his own basket. As Thomas and Agus started putting grapes and shit in my basket, I said, brothers,
I need room.
Yo, get your basket from now. Yo, we got, I got a full basket. Bacon, sausage, eggs.
Oh, nice.
The real eggs. Nice, this is some nice, real breakfast. Nice.
Real sausages.
I have picks. I'll put them up here, man. Picks of a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful
English breakfast.
Bacon. Oh, my God. I went crazy. Chorizo.
That's not even English.
Dog, it was all over the place, man. But
multicultural.
Trust me. Honestly, it was beautiful. I was just cooking breakfast. There's days where the bus is about to leave me. I said, yo, I just sent Julia a picture, man. I said, yo, bacon is touching down. I'm not touching nowhere. And I'm like, yo, I'm eating. Like, yo, it is what it is. That's my story, yeah. Man.
Damn.
Look at
that's
that.
What we did in Wales. That's a good breakfast, man.
Like,
yeah,
yeah,
that's a home breakfast.
That's a homie breakfast right there.
Bro.
Yeah, that's your base.
Nice, nice. Sunny side up.
Nice.
I felt like there's so much to cover on that trip.
Cover it then, nigga.
Yeah, I was there.
fuck that you want me to do?
Shit.
You was bred for the helicopter move. I see that shit, man.
Yeah, we went on a helicopter. I felt like, nah, yeah.
Did you know you was doing that before you got there? Or like,
yo, she asked me in the email way before we were, when I was in Orlando. Mm-hmm. And I said, I'm doing it.
Nice. Let's do a skydive check. Where we at with it?
Nah.
Yeah. Yeah? Nah, I think I would do it, man. I really
I did it in my head on my birthday, and when I got pranked. Right, I was there. I'm like, oh, that's my skydive experience. I almost went, nigga, and I fucking, she lied to me.
As of this moment, I'll do it. I go back and forth. I ain't going to cap.
Yeah.
But as of this moment, I'll do it.
You got to see it the moment you're on the plane.
But by then, it's too late.
Can't you just be like, hey, nigga, I'm not jumping off.
Yeah. You'll land.
You think so?
Yeah.
Okay.
They're going to land.
Fucking push you off and
shit. I'm not even looking. I'm not even looking, though. I'm not looking until you open the door and I'm already strapped to the person. Then I'm going to look.
Yeah.
And by then, it's like, all right, Wesley, I ain't going to tell you to close the desk. I'm never that.
I just know it's just that moment because it's like, but my thing is like that I'd be afraid of is like, there's something in my mind that thinks you're going to pull the chute. I'm going to slip out like a baby in a diaper. What the fuck? Like the pullback is too strong. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It just slips.
All that weight.
Yeah, like the chassis belt breaks or something. Yeah. You know, like I need.
Right, I feel that.
Your first fresh getting wedgy though.
Yeah,
at least.
Yeah, I'm gonna need it. Like,
your balls are getting squeezed.
I'm just saying, yeah.
My placement is gonna have to be impeccable that day. Like, I'm gonna have to really tape it to my stomach.
Nah, that's probably worse. I just put the Why? David Beckham. Tenfold,
just
my David
tenfold.
Beckham's, they hold me tight, man. I'd be like, I need some space.
Yeah, you can't wear the fruit of looms there.
No, that's not a loom type of thing.
Looms, your fucking fruit is out for sure.
For sure.
Can't do that.
Speaking of briefs, so lately, like, I sleep, like, just in briefs these days, right? And I realized, like, I should cop some boxers because I have these, like, satin or, like, silk.
Wait.
Check me out. Let me.
Well, you brief. Can we use it briefs, bro?
He's briefs on V cuts.
Nah. Boxer briefs.
Okay.
Boxer briefs.
Okay.
Boxer briefs.
Yeah. And you think about going though?
Cause check me. Let me finish my story, bro.
I don't even understand where you. What do you have on? And what are you buying?
I have on boxer briefs.
Baggy
I'm
boxers.
Thinking of buying baggy boxers. And let me tell you why. My girl bought me a pajama set. It's like a silk pajama set. I got the shorts. I put that on one night with no briefs on. And I'm like, yo, I kind of like how this feels.
Just swimming.
You know what I'm saying?
For a good time, man. I'm in silk.
What do you want, man?
Yo, you feel good in some silk, man.
I'm trying to tell you. So I feel like you don't want to do that every night. I'm not every night. You know, you're not trying to. You want it to be exciting every time you put on the silk.
Silk the shaka, man.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Oh, shaka. Silk.
Silk and shell.
Yeah. So I feel like some boxers is like kind of like a middle ground because I feel like I like to, you know, have some freedom when I'm asleep.
Oh.
So I might buy some boxers just for sleeping. And
sleep boxers.
Okay.
Yo, I can appreciate that, man, a lot.
I knew you would.
Yeah.
I thought you were saying you was wearing a different type of briefs. You know what I'm saying?
No, I'll never say that.
Okay. No, not the V briefs.
I'm about to say, okay. To sleep, I didn't know if he was like a brief man.
No,
to
I'll go. I'll sleep naked before I do that.
Yeah. I slept naked last night.
Nice.
Yeah,
too vulnerable. I actually had silk boxers.
Nice.
Actually, yeah, I remember I caught the 3-pack. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
we were on the same Walmart trip, right?
Yeah.
Terrible for holding pants up.
But are they tight or are they boxers? They're boxers.
No, baggy boxers.
Yeah. I might do that then.
Yeah. And that might be best of both worlds. Yeah, sleeping in silk boxers.
Damn.
Yeah, but you just slide. I found my pants slid off a lot though. Yeah, you can't wear pants with them. It was just slide off.
You sit in the car and then you just whoop, sit to the back.
Everyone thought I was excited to get in the car every time.
What's up? Where are we going? Sorry.
Listen, I got all the silks, man.
Yeah.
It was an announcement every time I had on some silkies, though.
Nice.
Yeah,
man. I immediately, when she bought me this, I think it wasn't for my birthday. I think it might have been for my birthday. Immediately, I just... You don't have to call, popped in my head, man. You see Usher come down the...
Oh, my
God. You know what I'm saying? He come down the... And I was like, this is my life now, man.
Oh, man.
Shout out to me, man. Yeah.
That's real rap, man.
For sure.
It is sweat-inducing, though, man.
Is it?
No, sir. Like, silk pants and shit? No, silk pajamas?
I'd be pretty cool in them. Shit.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm a fucking sweater star. Yeah.
Really?
Oh, I don't really sweat in silk.
Silk, nigga?
Yeah, no.
You sweat for no reason? No, aren't you a sleep sweater?
Yeah, for sure.
So for showing some silk, nigga, you gonna sweat. If silk you're like covered in silk,
sweat.
It's like you're wearing a garbage bag.
Really?
Like, it's, you know what I mean?
No, I mean,
it's not absorbing. You know, you're so sweating the shirt.
It's breathable.
It's
like, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, I ain't gonna cap. My shit, I think, is not even like real silk.
Oh, there you go.
Like, oh, you got the mule
satin or some maybe
polyester mix.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, so maybe let me get some real silk and then I'll double back.
Yeah. Yo, you know what? Maybe I didn't have silk.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I think silk is light.
Like that. Okay, yeah, okay. Yeah. We had the blend.
Yeah, for
smooth
sure.
Polyester.
Yeah. I mean, I had some real silk.
My shit was not. That shit was boof.
I love boof. That's a great word.
Boof. Yeah, I heard it other day. I said, "What the hell is that?" Fuck is boof.
What is boof?
It's just fucking boo-boo, man. Yeah, it's just not it.
It's just boof.
It's just boof, man. Yeah. Like, if you see something like Fugazis or whatever, it's like, you know what I'm saying? Boof.
Yeah. Sometimes those words just printed, just, you know what I mean? Just, it's the sound of that.
Yeah.
Boof. That's,
yeah,
that's perfect.
Boof, man.
Yeah, that's satisfying.
Book, yeah.
Boof.
But oh,
them shits is boof.
I had some real silky from... some real silkies from Tommy, I think, over from.
Nice.
I got a Tommy Hilfiger, I think it was Tommy. Don't quote me on that. Or Calvi's.
You thought Haggles?
Yeah, that Tommy got you silk boxes.
Yeah, I got it for Tommy.
Real silk. Like, my nigga. This ain't that boom, man.
Church. Yeah, nah, but yeah.
Yeah.
I sweat when I sleep.
Yeah, let me tell you something, man. Don't get white sheets if you got. Because if you sweat, you ever look at some white sheets after you sweat in them?
It's nasty. I don't want to see. I don't want to see nothing.
I hate myself. Yeah. I don't want to be here no more, man.
It feels so dirty. I'm just, oh, man.
Dark sheets only, man. I can't do that.
But now when you're dark sheets, you still wake up. Yes.
We can take a break. Man. You got to
I promise you, there's times where my brain just turns, like, someone turns my switch off. Like,
you just did one of these right here. Right?
Path to finishing the NDA this week. It's been good bipartisan cooperation and a string of.
Dog.
No.
Dog. Fuck, years ago.
You want to read one from the book?
Bro, that's what I just, yeah, someone got to step in. All right, that's how we do it. We're going to catch up.
The nigga dog talking. Nigga said everything he was supposed to say.
Oh, my God, man.
Bro, and like, okay, I know, you know what I mean, some elder shit.
Yeah, I'm about to go there, yeah.
On some elder shit.
That look like
that's in the sad and shit, but you
that
know.
That look like the intro.
That's
the
why
show.
You shouldn't be working there, nigga.
That's why you gotta know.
Your job is done.
Your job's done.
Go home.
Go home. Not with a chin like
that. How
are
you running the country, nigga? What you responsible for? Everything is failing.
Who is that?
Who knows, nigga?
He's running shit.
Glitch McConaughey.
What the fuck?
That's Glitch McConnell.
Oh,
that's what the streets is calling.
Glitch McConnell.
That's funny as hell.
Bro, that's just what happened there. Because I was trying to say something else, but it's funnier like that. Because I drool in my sleep. I hate it.
Yeah, I do.
I can't control it.
Oh, yeah.
But I was going to say, you still going to wake up and see the marks.
Yeah, that's when you need white cheeks. Oh, no. Yeah. I don't know what the... Maybe gray.
Because it's going to be fucking red.
That's okay, though.
Because when it's black sheets, it's white.
You just need... No sheets.
Yo, they got lip tape, man. They got sleep tape.
Mouth tape.
Oh, yeah. I saw that. Yeah. Nah,
it's like a light masking tape or something. Let me see.
I ain't doing that. Mm-mm. For me, I drool a lot because my Invisalign, I can't close my mouth. Like, fully.
Oh, so you're a new drooler.
Yeah. So
welcome.
No, I've drooled before, but it wasn't every night. Now it's every night because I just can't close my mouth.
You just got to sleep up.
Yeah. And then I'll start like this, but I'm moving.
Start spilling everywhere.
You know what I'm saying?
Bro, I hate like to see someone drool is just fucking nasty. Yeah. Like when you see it happening,
bro.
Yeah.
You see this nigga sleep sometimes. Oh, fuck, should wake him up.
Yeah. Like, just quick.
Or just fucking just done my shit real quick.
Just say, put a towel there. Just say,
nigga,
yo,
real
man.
Quick. Nah, for real.
Bro, you never want to see that, man.
It is. That's probably the only reason why I don't like sleeping in public, because I'm like, ain't no telling.
Trust me. Yo,
what I'm going to do.
Yo.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I saw a nigga on the airplane. This guy was being fucking too much already. Anyway, when he was alive, nigga, or awake. He's like just doing too much and shit, man. He just didn't give a fuck about, like, you know, his body space and shit. And then the nigga just started sleeping and shit, and then fucking legit. No, no. Bro, the no. whole time he woke up. It was disgusting. Boy, that's what you get, nigga, for being fucking nasty. Yo, bro, his black shirt just like a fucking just a white line, bro.
I used to sleep on the old waterfall. I used to put a hoodie up, and I used to put it like this.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm falling asleep like this because I know my mouth's gonna open. Yeah, I'm gonna look crazy.
There's certain things on a plane you gotta do that. Yeah. Public transportation, I'll do that. Yeah. Or a hoodie, know to wear a hoodie. Mm-hmm. Travel like this. Oh my
god, bro, you fall asleep like that on a plane, you just wake up with that dry neck.
Yeah,
yeah. yeah.
You just can't move. That's you saying water.
Bro, you ever had to get your shit cracked back the other way?
Your mouth?
Not your neck.
Oh. The other way? What do you mean?
Okay, so one time I slept, right? I slept bad one night and my neck was stuck. So the whole day I couldn't move it.
Yeah.
I felt crazy.
It's like a crick in your neck. You literally can't. You turn like that. Yeah.
I seen on That's So Raven.
Yeah.
You get bad ones.
Yeah. They probably exaggerated a little bit, but spot on.
Yeah. Bro.
Yeah, man. I remember like my uncle just had to snake me because I wasn't letting nobody touch me. I'm like, no. Like, I know it's going to hurt because I tried to move it.
Yeah.
And the nigga just snaked me, man. I just came up and just snapped my
shit. Oh, so it's literally, and then after you're good?
Then after you're good, yeah.
What if your body just dropped and you're dead?
He just felt like he could do it. So, yeah.
I don't play with my neck.
It's scary, bro.
I thought it was like a muscle thing. Like, oh, I'm just sore from fucking sleeping. Like, if you sleep on a couch arm or
that's,
something.
That's
like,
another thing. Like, yeah, your neck could be sore. But yeah. Also, that crick is, yeah, that it's like it literally, it's like your shit's locked.
Yeah. Damn, no, I never got it. Yeah, I never slept that crazy.
You really force it back.
Yeah, man. It's
or it might sleeping. Go away over time, but it's probably a long time.
Sleeping is a...
bro, the sleep picture.
You're not getting me like that still. You're not getting me like that.
Bro, so. This is a perfect. I'm already like 50% kidnapped. And he just picked me up. Like, ready to go. Just prepackaged.
Nah, man. That one's bad still.
I don't know about sleep tape.
There's some products that you just don't know you need, man.
It's nothing like a damn dry airplane neck, man. There's nothing worse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nothing worse compared to an on the ground dry neck.
It's too dry in there, man. Because you can do something on the ground. You can go get hauls.
Oh, that's real rap.
And the plane is...
They're probably slide to you in a little card and shit.
Yeah.
You have a Visa card?
Yeah,
true. $14.
I try to, like, have a airport kit. Like, buy a big bag of like, lozenges.
Lozenges?
I'm like, whoa. Something sounded off about that.
Yeah, that one. But when it ran out, I just said, fuck it. Mm. Yeah, so I didn't go back and get it. But
man, y'all see this new the new business Uncle Russ is up to?
Who?
Russell Simmons?
No.
I don't know.
You didn't see what he was done. What he's been up to?
Mm-mm. He's working.
Not the yoga for.
Okay, straighten your legs out. Go the toes. Feet apart wide.
Oh.
Relax everything. I got you. It's actually pretty sick.
You can't have me like that. You can't have me like that.
You're not gonna have me in your pamphlet like
you
this.
You can't have even me like that. You can't have me like that. You're not telling me touch. He's just holding his big toe, and then to say let go and spread.
Now you own me after that, man.
Dog, that's you're me. I'm you. We're two people, bro. We're one.
This is a sticky one, man.
What did his son say? Scroll down. What did JoJo Simmons say right there?
Hey, yo. Oh, yeah. He had to, nigga. It's tears of pain, man. Don't get it twisted.
Dog. What the hell is... Can we see what JoJo says?
Wait, that's not his son. That's his cousin or his uncle.
No, that's his son.
Russell Simmons.
That's his nephew.
Jojo? Right, yeah.
That's his uncle then.
That's Rev Run's kid.
What's Russell?
He's saying, hey, yo, Unc.
Yeah, Russell. Let me see. Oh, Russell Simmons.
This is Russell Simmons.
Rev Run, Reverend Run's Run, house. Yeah.
That's who it is, yeah. What's Simpson. His little nigga's name? Rusty?
Rusty, yeah.
Is it Rusty or Russell?
Rusty, Dickie, Georgie.
Let me see. Click Georgie. Click Jojo right there.
Shit sounds so believable, too. Because it's Jojo. Like, it ain't far at all.
Yeah, this one.
Yeah, okay. I remember him. He doesn't have... Damn shame. He doesn't have his brother out there, huh? Russell Diggy? Has a... Diggy is... What's the one with the dry fucking lips?
That's Rusty.
That's Diggy.
Rusty.
Oh, that's Rusty.
That's Rusty? Yeah. I look my lips.
Rusty has dry lips. Yeah, Diggy, he good. He like acting and shit.
Let me see Russell running. Simmons.
You want to see Russell, nigga?
Oh,
Rusty.
My God. Rusty.
Reverend Run. Who do you want to see?
Dry lips Simmons. Look at this nigga. Look, he got alopecia.
I'm just... We can't...
God.
Oh boy. He's ours, man. We
were I ain't say that shit. I saw that nigga cast right beside me. I ain't say that shit.
Hold on.
Alopecia's the one with the hair.
Yeah, that's the hairline, bro. That's not you thinking of thinking of vitiligo.
No, not vitiligo. He got something on his dry ass. Take that out, like he got ringworm. We see the most updated picture of him right there on the rock.
Mm.
To the left.
You know what? Some niggas just should have stayed a kid. Get it off. It's like you should have stayed a boy.
Oh, man.
Why are you a grown man, nigga?
Dog, why?
Yeah, I feel you that.
I don't feel me there.
Damn, I feel. Oh, I didn't know why you were laughing.
Dog, that's crazy.
Oh, my God.
Because you feel that.
Yeah,
I know, nigga. 100%. Nigga, why are you laughing?
Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
No, man.
Niggas just stay young.
Yeah, this may be the last episode you're recording. Right? Everything else is going to be downhill from here, man.
Damn.
Oh, man. No, he for sure. Something's definitely wrong with his lips, though.
Aquafern, man. That's it. You just need an aquafern.
I don't think so, bro. There's like a white ring around it. That one. That's the last one I'm going to do.
Which one?
That one or that one?
That one.
No, this one. That one right there.
Oh, man.
White lips. Yeah, you got to touch that.
Mm. Oh, boy.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
There's it's something up. It's just like they didn't do it when he was young.
Man.
Lip chap?
Yeah. Man.
My God. Shout out this brother, man.
Nice pants.
God, all the runs and shit. I mean, all them. What time is it, man?
Yeah, all the runs.
We let's do a Discord and wrap this thing up.
Yeah,
man.
Real talk, my God. Man.
God damn.
Damn. We're going to go on and reach into this. We're going to do two things, man. Let's reach into the Random Order Discord. Random Order section. I know they dropped some vids for us the other day.
Nice. Funny video.
All right, technology, y'all. Yeah, fuck it, man. We're just going to get a damn voice note from the Discord, man.
Yeah. Jermaine tried to load a video on Discord. It's just showed him a poop emoji. He said it ain't working, man.
Well, all right, nigga. We got one from Temp. You listeners better bump E72.
Yeah, do that.
He is from Tent, man. 29 seconds. Let's get it.
Yes. Coming at you live from South London. Shout out Catford.
South London.
My question is, I am 18 and I'm about to start uni in September. And in December, I'm planning a wholesome trip to Orlando with the bros. And basically, I want to know some places where I can get some good food with my friends, you know, chill, have a laugh, that type of shit. And I know you guys love to gatekeep, so if you're worried about it getting crowded, just hit me in the DMs. Separately, I know it's been a while since you guys have listened to E72, so boot that shit up, because that's got some joints on it, bro.
I like this guy.
Appreciation, brother.
Yeah. Man.
He said Orlando?
Yeah.
He said he'd come here to
Orlando. When did he drop this? When did he drop this?
The voice note?
Yeah.
The other day.
So, I see the date there. Yeah, he probably gonna... When is he coming here? When are you coming here, brother?
Bro, what is this?
When you come here?
Yes.
By the time he hears this, he's going to be back in South London.
Coming at you live from... Right. My question is, I am 18 and I'm about to start uni in September. And in December, I'm planning a wholesome trip to Orlando.
December.
And basically, I want to know some places where I can get some good food with my friends, you know, chill, have a laugh, that type of shit. And I know you guys love to gatekeep, so if you're worried about it.
Honestly, I think we good, because I told them before, hey, I'm going to let y'all know, your question might not get answered for a couple of weeks.
He said December.
He gets here in December, Orlando, good eats, good vibes.
Honestly, I'm
going to say, I'm going to go Tori. I'll put that card forward. Nice. It's a good, reliable bar, got nice tapas. You get you, oh man, that crab dip. You're going to get you that crab dip, man.
Yeah.
And you're going to ask them for extra bread off top. Mm-hmm. You're going to need it.
Yeah.
Spread that dip.
Mm-hmm.
They got those crazy lamb shanks. Mm-hmm. They got the open fire. They got the meat on the grill. It's a good time, good drinks. Yeah. Literally, it's a perfect vibes.
No sitting, though. There's tables and shit to sit, but they don't seat you. So it's like free for all type of thing. So it's free for all and you pay at the bar. So if you're trying to go there with a vibe, like if you're just vibing with your boys and you're just getting drinks waiting for a table, go early. If it's like a Friday, it's going to be hectic. Good eats, Top Golf. I mean, honestly, man, hit us up. Maybe we're here. Maybe we go to Top Golf with you and your boys. Take you on under our Orlando wing, man. Maybe we treat you guys to some wings at Top Golf. Hit a couple fucking, you know, swings and with the boys. You listen to E72.
May not be there, though. Better.
Yeah, December. You know, he may not be here, but hit us up, man. We'll see. But yeah, go hold Tori. I'll also put out there voluntarily. I will give you.
You gonna pull out your Yu-Gi-Oh card?
Yeah. Go to Chick-fil-A, man. Go. Go try that, man.
Yeah, fucking chop it up with your boys there for sure.
Yeah.
It's a good environment for that.
Yeah. Hit me personally, man. I'll give you a little more than that, man. But that's it.
Look at that fucking smile, man.
You're guarding these gatekeepers, man.
I'm not sharing my restaurants. That's it.
All day, man.
Go to Buttercrust Pizza. There you go. There's one.
Amen.
You.
Man, what a wholesome episode this has been. Episode 148 of the Random Order Show. Amen. Y'all know what y'all got to do, man. Go on, slide over there, man. Give us a 5-star stunner rating. Apple Podcast, Spotify. Amen. Yeah. Jump them in the comments, man. Show us some love real quick, man. Smash that thumbs up. Hit that bell. Y'all know you all day, man. Amen.
Yeah, we glitching all day.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Man. Yeah. Man.
How about you leave them a song, big dog? Just anyone that's just down bad on the airplane, they listen to this right now. Could they download the episode a little early? And they over there, they flying. They got a long flight. They neck hurt, throat dry. What you got for them?
Do like this.
Hey, ain't no better advice right there.
Yeah, man.
They're listening to the audio. They can't even see it.
What do you do?
That was a HeadGum Podcast.